We are learning Masechta Sedarim Daf Ayin Amud Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Meisa Av Loi Nisroikno Rishus Labal. There's something called Nisroikno. We actually had this a few times already. The word Nisroikno, the Rosh on Daf Samach Ches explains that it means a lotion of like emptying out. We empty out the. I'll read you the lashon of the Rosh at the end of the Samach Ches and Aleph. K'moy Odom HaMeirik Saka. He empties out a sack. V'nosan L'chaveri Komash Hoye B'sak. Kein Abal Nisho Reikon V'hoyrish Lav Kol Chush Hoye L'ba. So the first halacha is that Meisa Av Loi Nisroik Nisho Shabal. Meisa Abal Nisroik Nisho Shabal. Which means like this. That there's a Shutvis here. There's a father and a Baal who B'Shutvis they are Meifer in the Darim. So if the father dies, so we lost his Kayach HaFarah. So does he pour his, like metaphorically, does he pour his kayak to the Baal? No, loy nisroik to the Baal. But Mesa Baal, if the Baal dies, then the nisroik, his kayak goes to Shishlaav, and therefore the Av can mayfair by himself. So that means we have here a Arusa whose father dies, and she has and she makes a neder. The husband, no one can be made for the nether. Not the father, he's not alive. And the husband can't be made for it either because he does not get the kayak of the Av. Masha Inkein, if she is Arusa and her husband dies, and even though she's been a neder while she was Arusa, before, while her husband was alive, still the father could be made for the neder. So, with this, the Av's kayach is stronger than the Baal's kayach. In another way, in a different way, the Baal is stronger than the Av. How? Shabal mefer bebagar, va'av ena mefer bebagar. The loch is that a Av only has kayach on his daughter when she's a katana or a naira. Once she becomes a begaris, that means 12 and a half, he has no kayach to do hataras adarim. So on that, a Baal has a kayach. Now that's pashit. If we're talking about a Baal who is in a nesua, who's married, the sheish is in a suah to the Baal, it's pashut the Baal could do a hafara when she's a bageris. So what are we referring to here? Pashut is talking about an aris here. And the question is, a Baal can't be made for a bager because the maizi is only an aris and he doesn't have a shutif. So what exactly does it mean, shabal made for a bager? We have to wait for the Gemara on Beis to explain us what that means. But the maila is, the Baal could be made for by bageris and not a av, and we'll see what that means when we see the Gemara. So our first Gemara discusses the Makar for the Halacha of Meisav Loi Nisroik No Shus Abal and Meisavav Nisroik No Shus La'av. My time, what is the reason Meisav Loi Nisroik No Shus Abal? The Baal does not get the Kayach of Da'av. Here he uses Lashon My time, the Ranas of Da'ik, and later on when it says, what's the Makar for Nisroik, he uses Manolon. Because here, really the Hashkaf Roshayin is that, why should you say that someone gets the other one's Kayach? But we do find, we'll see a Makar, that the father gets the Baal's Kayach. So the question is, my taima, don't we have the same halacha by the Baal, that the Baal gets the kayach of the Av, my taima, the omakra binurea beisavia. And the drush is that beisavia sounds like the mishpacha of the father. That means while she's in a naira, she's in the reshus of her father, even if her father's not alive anymore. That's the way darshan. So that means that even though the father died, she's still in the reshus of her father, and that stops the Baal from having full reshus over her, and therefore the Baal cannot do the hafara himself. Because says Menorah Sviyah, the Ran says Mashma Afagav the less alav akati isa beisaviyah. Still the mishpacha saviyah, which holds back the Baal from doing the complete hafara. Maisa Baal Sreikushla, but if Baal dies, you know what happens? The Av now could do the whole hafara. What's the Peshav Menolah? What's the Makar? Where's Makar for that? Menolah. Amar Rav, Amakar, the Pasuk says, M'hoyu Siyal Ish, V'nadurei Allah. It's a double Lashon. M'hoyu Siyal Ish, which means, Hoyu and Siya are Lashonis of Kedushin. So it says, if she's Mekadeshus to Ish, V'nadurei Allah, and we said, that's the case where the father and the Baal do the Hafarah. So we darish like this. Makish, on top of Amar Beis, Ayin Beis, Makish, Koid Me Avaya Shniya, L'Koid Me Avaya Rishayna. We make a Hekish. Before Havaya Rishayna, meaning before the first Kedushin, that was Pashut, the father had full Kayach. So the same thing, before the second Kedushin also, he has the full Kayach. Ma Koid Me Havaya Rishayna Av Mei Feluchadei, the Av could do the Hafar himself alone. Av Koid Me Havaya Shniya Av Mei Feluchadei. Same thing, before the Havaya Shniya, the father could be Mefer alone. So the Gemara says, but maybe, Eima, Hanemili Ben Adarim Shleinir La'aris. Maybe it's only Adarim that were not nirul aris. That means maybe there's a difference between a neder that was made while she's engaged, or while she's not engaged. maybe Dafka, that the father has full reshus on Adarim before her first engagement, and then after this husband dies, again he has full reshus. But who said a neder that she made b'shasha while she had a kedushin, that neder that the Baal, in a certain way, captured already that neder. He didn't do anything with it, but he was there. Maybe there, the Av cannot get koyach on that. Maybe it can't be made for it. So I want to know. If it's a Dorm Shalinir La'aris, so then you don't need a pasuk for that. If it was a Dorim that she just made now after her husband died, so it's a pasuk, she's back home, she's a pasuk to the father's daughter. That's what she is. A pasha, daddy's daughter. That's what she is. Nothing else. Nureya be'savia. But we need a pasha to teach us that even though she made a nether, b'shas, while she was married with kedushin at least to the first baal, still even that the we darshim hoyusia that he has kayach. Just like he has kayach before the kedushin, he has kayach after the kedushin because memakish koydme havaya shnia to koydme havaya rishayna. So that's the makar for this raikna. And the makar that the Baal does not get the father's koyach is from Binurah Beisavia. Now we go to the second part of the Mishnah. It said that the Av has a koyach. What's the Av's koyach? No, not the Av. The Baal has a koyach over the Av. What's the Baal's koyach over the Av? The Baal's koyach is that he's the Baal, the husband, is made for a bagger. Now what does that mean exactly? So the Gemara says, hey Chidam, what is the case? Ilema is the case. Shekitcha kishi naira. He was Mekadosh while she was a Naira, Ubagro. Then she became a Begaris. And the Gemara is thinking now that over here, maybe there's a din like Nesroikna. Because here the father's alive. When he made a Kedusha while she was a Naira, so who did the Nedarim? The father and the husband. Now, in the middle of engagement, she becomes 12 and a half. When she turns 12 and a half, now the father has no Kaya. So she makes a Nedar right then and there. Or even a Nedar from before. Could the husband now be made for himself? So maybe we would think, maybe it sounds like in our Mishnah, that koyach of the Av now gets poured out to the Baal. But the Mishnah is not true. Why would Baigers be the Misa? Just like if the father dies, the Baal doesn't get a koyach do it alone. So why would Baigers be any different? Both of them are Mitzia Mishav. Ma Misa loy nesrekel shus the Baal. Af Baigers also loy nesrekel shus the Av. Labal. Also, Baigeris learned a stroke nor a shush labal. He does not get the kayach. So, what is going on in the Mishnah? So, Gemara answers, El Shekitcha Kishi Baigeris. And you need the Ran here to explain the Teretz. The Gemara's Teretz is like this, that we are not referring to a case of a regular Aris. We're talking about a case that already passed 12 months or passed a certain amount of time that the husband is starting to be chayv mezainis. We learned in Masechtas Ksubas that once you have a kedushin, you have to make a date for the nesuin. Tavuli nasei usually means tavuli nasei. You have to make a date for the nesuin. Once you have a date for the nesuin, it reaches that date, and the husband does not come through with the nesuin, he has to start paying mezainis. And we had a mishnah later. We have a mishnah later on that Ayin Gimel Beis that in a case where it says Begarish Shas Yud Beis Chaydash V'Amon Alam Yoyim Rav Leza Omer. Since the Baal is chayiv mezainis, yofer. The chomer in a Baal meifer, which is the constitution. The chomer argues, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the loch is that there is hafara already once you chayiv mezainis. The loch is that there is hafara. So when it says over here, begeres, when it says shekitcha kishi begeres, it means like this, that when the Baal was mekadosh her, and now she passed a certain amount of time that she's chai, that the husband's chayiv mezainis. The loch is the husband can be made for the nether alone. So feiting marakasha, and we have to point out that it doesn't have to daf kishu begaris then. Even kishu kishu naira, as long as you waited 12 months and became chayiv mezainis, that would be enough. So why taka se begaris? So Tosfos, and we have Tosfos kisviyad in the Oiz of the Gemara. So there he has his kasha. And he says, "Mshemachi adif alei laukmila system because shkashki begeres the ina tzricha tviya the ol naira or neskachok shinaira boy tviya you need a tviya v'achat tviya you get yud v'chayish you have to be tavul and also you have to ask to get married." So that's why it's not a case of begeres. But the Gemara's tarot really is that we're talking about a case where the baal is chayv mezainis. Right, the Gemara, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Hotanimicha zimna. It's a mafurish of Mishnah later on. Dafayin gimal beis habegeres shoshi yud v'chayish. And Amar Lamed Yoyim. So halacha is that since Yechayim is a Nisaha, so therefore Yoker. So the Mar interjects right away. Just I don't understand the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Beis. Hagufa Kasha. Amrita Begeres Shasha Shnei Masa Chodesh. You have to wait 12 months. Begeres Lamed Shnei Masa Chodesh. Why do you need 12 months by Begeres? Begeres Lamed Yoyim Sagilah. It's enough 30 days by Begeres. So the Ran explains, you have to remember the Gemara and Ksubis, that really, it's a Machoikis there in the Gemara, but there's a Man Yomar of Huna there holds, that even though by Naira, you give her 12 months to get ready, and give him 12 months to get ready, by Begeres, you only give her and him, only give 30 days. Only 30 days. And the Gemara actually slugs up Rav Huna, Gemara has a Kasha for Rav Huna, and the Gemara answers that you're right, but still Begeres is different. The difference is like this. Begeres, you start counting 12 months from the day she becomes a Begeres. So that means the only way you wait 12 months by Begeris is if the Kedushin the day she turns 12 and a half. When she turns 12 and a half, so then it's 12 months. If she got Kedushin at 13, only 6 months. It's only 6 months. So Gemara's cash is, heck, you give a blanket statement 12 months. A Begeris doesn't have 12 months. The only time it has 12 months, only a wacky case that she got engaged on a 12 and a half birthday. But I'm usually not. That's Mar's Kasha. Mar interjects that Pshat in the Mishnah later on has a problem. Mar has a Kasha, Tanina Chazimna, which is a good Kasha. But Mar just says, Hagufa Kasha. I don't understand the Mishnah later on. Amr says, Begeris, Shosh, Shemeth, Chodesh. Begeris, Lomli, Shemeth, Chodesh. Begeris, Lav, Yem, Sagilos. It's enough 30 days. So, Gemara, Tani, let's see, read the Mishnah. Begeris, or Fishesh, Shosh, Yubes, Chodesh, either one will be Yoffer according to Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, Makomakom Kasha. Lamai says, still Shver, why do we have to have our Mishnah and the Mishnah later on? That's the Kasha. Everything Gemara, but Yisema, Hacha Dafka. Here was the main, the Ran learns what Dafka means. Here's the main reason why I was brought into here. The Sugi was just to contrast the Koyach Av and the Koyach Abal. Because it means the Av never has Koyach Babigeris, and the Oros could have Koyach Babigeris. And when is that? When Yechayiv Mezoinus. And once it's said over here, and the reason why we brought down the next Mishnah is because you don't want to be a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yezah. You don't want to be a Stam V'achach Machlekes. So what, you brought this down here to Sugya of Begeres that she gets Mezoinus because you want to say the contrast the Koyach Av and Koyach Abal. Once we mention that, we have to say, by the way, you should know it's Machlekes V'lezen Rabbanon. And that's the next Mishnah that Machlekes V'lezen Rabbanon. So don't ask the Kasha Tini Chazimna. We need this Mishnah to contrast, and the next Mishnah we need to make it a Stam V'achach Machlokes. And by Yisema Begeres Dafka. The next Mishnah is the Dafka one. V'aydi Nosav Reisha Bezeh Nosav Nami Say Bezeh. He said the Tana wanted to teach Begeres the next one. That's the main thing. The Hosam like the Ran said. Hosam is Hiskal Tana Shmeinu Din Begeres. The first Mishnah is not the point. That also this. Really, the Iker reason why Begeres is coming into our Perek is because of the next Mishnah. But since we already mentioned an our Mishnah, Yafa Koyach Av, so you want to have Yafa Koyach Abal. So, Shalos, why did the Tana bring it into the Perek? According to the first Pshat, he brought it into the Perek because he wanted to say the first Mishnah. And then he had to say it can't be a Stam, so he has that Machlekes. But for the second Pshat, he wanted to bring in the Machlekes about Yoffer by a case of 12 months. And once he brought that in, he said, by the way, in the first Mishnah, there's Yoffer Koyach Habal as well, by Geras.